Broadcasting from the Billups Center Studio, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
It's time for us to head over to the state legislature in Nashville, and that's where we find State Representative Mike Sparks. And they're putting you back to work, it looks like, Mike.
Yeah, we just had some ethics training this morning.
Did you pay attention?
I told the guy beside me, I said, we need to pay attention. We go over it, you know, every year. But, yeah, I text our leader. I was like, we need to make sure our folks are paying attention because there's a lot of things that can get you, you know, social media or get a cup of coffee. But I'm proud. I looked around, you know, our folks are paying attention, which I was proud that they were. Yeah, we just finished up. I'm sitting here on the House floor looking over at David Hawk. David, wave at me. He don't know what I'm doing. He may be running for Congress here pretty soon. But, yeah, we got a great start the other day. We had just yesterday morning a faith that's called Preserving the Faith. We have the Tennessee Prayer Caucus put that together yesterday with Mark Pody. Jerry Sexton headed that up. Governor Bill Lee was here to sign a proclamation recognizing preserving our faith here in this great state of Tennessee. But that gave a great start. John DeBerry out of Memphis gave a great speech. You know, he was at he was a little boy and heard Dr. King give the mountaintop speech before Dr. King lost his life. John's a great guy. You know, I think we're going to have a good session. Met with the speaker of the day, and I thought I was in a little trouble because I called out a bunch of lobbyists at the county commission of the day, what I call taxpayer-funded lobbyists. People don't realize they even exist. Your tax dollars are paying for lobbyists. But I'm asking, what are they doing for our county? Our county has a lot of needs. We're growing leaps and bounds. You know, we're behind on infrastructure, behind on schools, and trying to catch up. The neat thing, those lobbyists are calling them off, is they even sent me birthday cards. It was kind of weird, you know. But they're calling, and I'm going to ask them, what are you doing for Pettus Reed? What are you doing for Mayor Kitchen? What are you doing for Commissioner Irwin? What are you doing for our school board, you know? So, had a lot going on. The county has a lot of needs. Got a health care bill, House Bill 1366. You've heard me talk about it. We think it'll save over $100 million. It's kind of become controversial. Even Blue Cross Blue Shield is kind of suing because we're requesting records. We're requesting transparency. A lot of people don't like transparency. But we're meeting with the governor on this bill here pretty soon, requesting a meeting. Ralph will be in. He's meeting with Ramsey Solutions, I think, the same day. We'll try to do a meeting that's open to the public that folks can come up and listen to Ralph. But healthcare, as people know, that's a big concern for in our community, as well as education and the growth that our county's facing.
State Representative Mike Sparks joining us from Nashville. The legislative session underway. You mentioned health care. What are some of the big topics you think will be tackled this year in the session?
Well, I really think that the opioid crisis is going to stay as on the front lines, and I'm going to do all I can to push for that. Mental health. You know, I often see a disconnect in government. And, you know, Brian, you and I have talked about this for probably, I don't know, 12, 14 years, I guess. There's a severe disconnect. And I just talked to former Speaker of the House, Glenn Casta. Glenn's always treated me good, and I'm encouraging Glenn to champion those issues. Glenn is very, he's very smart politically, and I was telling him to get out front on the opioid. In fact, I was encouraging him to mentor an inmate, you know, Men of Valor. It's a group I'm kind of involved in. I haven't had time to get over there, but criminal justice reform, I think, is another issue that we'll be paying attention to. But one thing that I'm requesting, and Senator Shane Reeves agreed to sponsor legislation, is to look at what we can do to help our counties. Met with TASR, Tennessee Advisory Council on Government Relations, about trying to do a study to see what we can do for the fast-growing counties. Like Rutherford, we are the second fastest-growing county behind Williamson. We've grown triple what other counties have done. We've grown 24% past 8 years. I think we've added additional 65,000 some odd people. And also asking the treasurer and the comptroller if there's a way, like Commissioner Jeff Phillips brought up at the night at our steering meeting, if the counties, fast-growing counties, couldn't borrow money from the state at a lower rate, and I know, you know, they say they're entertaining, they'll entertain it, but they said, Mike, you got to remember, if we're doing this for Rutherford County, we're doing this for fast-growing counties, what about the slow-growing counties? You know, they're going to make an argument. Some counties, some communities have lost people. You know, they've had a decrease of population. A lot of issues. I mean, we're kind of in a good problem because we're growing fast. It's kind of a good problem. We've got jobs out there. We've also got an affordable housing crisis, in my opinion. And but a lot of great things are happening in our community. We just opened up the new, 80,000 square foot building at Motlow, 3-story, beautiful building over at Smyrna, $28 million. And then we've got the $40 million Nissan TCAT in front of the Nissan plant in Smyrna. Largest investment to Smyrna since the Nissan plant years ago. But I'd say healthcare, opioid, mental health, criminal justice reform, I think will be some of the top issues.
Someone did just send us a text in and say and ask, any chance of doing something to relieve the lines and the overcrowding at the DMV? So
yes, great question. Well, I brought this up. We were talking about it at the Christmas party. Remember, you said it. You even said it, Brian. You said, what were you saying? It took you 4 hours.
I went to another county to do mine.
Oh, you went to another county?
Yeah, and it took an hour and a half.
Well, I'm glad somebody asked that because, and Mayor Ketron seemed very welcoming to this idea. I brought this up at our meeting the other day. Hopefully, we're going to be ending emissions this summer. We hope. Now, that's not concrete. But we hope it's going to end. We've got land over there in Smyrna that the old Seward Air Force Base, in fact, I was born just 150 yards down the road, the old base hospital, beside the clerk's office. I was on the county commission. We built that clerk's office to tie it in with the missions, which I thought was wise and more convenient. So why don't we build another DMV station up there? But I need folks like you, Brian, to bring awareness to this need. I'm one person, and you got to get the media and others involved to see this demand. But we did a Representative Baum, I got to brag on him. He wrote a letter, and I think it's his district where it's up there. It's always a mess. And we all signed it, and the commissioner of the Department of Safety and Homeland Security wrote us back saying that they're hiring 80 people, 80 additional people across the state to fill that gap. But, you know, we may even need to look at outsourcing that. And I know that may sound odd, but I've never been to Wendy's or Panera Bread or Hobby Lobby and waited for 4 hours. So sometimes I think the private sector can fill that void, and this may be one of them.
Well, I think your facility in Murfreesboro is a bit of an issue too. And just to kind of follow up on that, I mean, when people have to stand outside in the line for a couple of hours before they get inside to a line in a narrow hallway for a couple of hours, you may be running into some issues and things too. You know,
yeah, you mentioned a lady was with had a walker. Yeah. I think that was standing there. You know, our community is growing so fast. The north end of the county is growing fast. Blackman area is the fastest growing district in the entire state of Tennessee, Tim Rudd's district. And but you know, I brought up Mayor Ketron, and he's always been open to ideas or things that I've shared with him when I was when we served up here, he served with us. But you know, the county could lease that property. It's paid for. The county owns it. The taxpayer owns it. Lease it to the state for $1 a year, do a 99-year lease, and let get the state to build a site up there and relieve that. But I brought that up to Tasser and Bill Terry, who is probably one of the most knowledgeable guys when it comes to planning. And Bill even brought up, it was really interesting because the Tasser gentleman, he said, you know, I had to get my driver's license renewed. And he says, man, it was so backed up. And I brought up outsourcing. And brought up going to the Tennessee Tower, and the guy said, "That's where I was at, the Tennessee Tower, and it was still crowded." And then it was neat because one of the areas I brought up is some of these things we can do different with schools. And I thought it was kind of really, I call it a God wink moment. And I brought up, what can we do to task on it? What else can we do for our county to help the school board? All this overcrowding and school construction costs, because it's totally unsustainable. And Mr. Terry said, you know, my granddaughter goes, and he's, I'm not going to say which school, one of the schools over there, he said, she goes to that school. I said, really? He said, but you know what? She stays at home. I'm like, really? And I call that a hybrid approach. We're freeing up a seat. She's at home. You know, she's a responsible young lady, doing her homework, making her grades, being held accountable. But I was asking if she has special needs. He says, no. He says, she's not very good with being around people and crowds. And I said, see, that's an idea that can help overcrowd. But I just feel like a lot of folks aren't open to new ideas. I think it's the same old in government. But I think we need some new ideas. But I appreciate that person texting you, because we did talk about that just yesterday.
Well, Mike, last minute here or so with you, any final parting thoughts?
No, you know, I mean, in politics, you know, you got to work with folks, and we got to get things done. I mean, just like yesterday, I thought I was in trouble with the speaker, and because somebody said, man, you know, like try to play nice. I'm not being mean. I'm just saying, hey, do you realize your tax dollars are paying for lobbyists? What's the return on investment? What are our tax dollars doing? That's what I'm gonna ask these guys. Show me what you're doing for Rutherford County. Show me what you're doing for Commissioner Pettus Reed. Show me what you're doing for Commissioner Jeff Phillips and others that are concerned, Craig Harris and others that have concerns. And I want to know what they're doing, and I want my county commissioners and the mayor to hold these folks accountable. If they don't produce, then stop sending them money. And that's just common sense. That's what our forefathers would do. But I appreciate what y'all do to get the message out, because it helps us know what, like that person texting you, that's a big issue, and helps motivate us to represent the people, and especially at the grassroots level.
Well, I'll get my plug in again for that traffic light at Thompson Lane and Leanna Road.
Well, it's happening, though, isn't it? I thought I read it's happening.
No, well, I haven't seen that anywhere.
Well, I thought I'd seen it. I thought it was another media source that said it.
No, that's some other road that doesn't really need it as bad as this one.
Because it don't affect you anyhow. But I appreciate what y'all do, and thank you for I think Frank showing up and Commissioner Pettus Reed, and I applaud Commissioner Reed for taking a stand on our Second Amendment rights.
All right, we're going to jump into that conversation next. Mike, I appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a few weeks.
Thank you, Brian.
Bye. All right, and that's State Representative Mike Sparks joining us here on Rutherford Issues Today. A break, and we'll come back, and indeed, 8th District Rutherford County Commissioner Pettus Reed is here in studio, and we're going to take our conversation to Rutherford County government, see what's going on there when we come back.
Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.